Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me today is my pleasure, as always, be part of your day, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance, even on Columbus Day. Check it out. It's right there for you. Our website never takes a day off, never sleeps, almost like me. And it's all there for you for free, thanks to our corporate partners. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog while you're there. The blog brings everything that's going on today right up front, and we update it every weekday. The newsletter comes by email on Sunday. Mary Contando is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and a member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of the new book. Actually, it's not brand new because it's already in its second printing, and that tells you what kind of a high-quality book it is. And as you know, folks, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience. Mary is the president of WomenBusinessOwner.com, a nationally recognized consulting firm advising women in business on how to put their best foot forward. The new book is called The Woman's Advantage, and she's our good friend, Mary. Welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. How are you today?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. Congratulations on selling out your first printing of the book. I'm very proud of you.
Well, we're excited. We're excited as well. We have had a lot of corporate sponsorship of our books and, of course, been able to sell them through all the bookstores and such. So we're just rocking and rolling with it.
It's fun when you write a book and it sells. And
Well, you know, a book is like your baby, Tim.
That's right.
And you want everybody to pick it up and say, what a beautiful baby. And that's what people have been doing with The Woman's Advantage. So as the mother of the book, it makes me feel wonderful.
Right. Mary, last time you were here, we talked about some of the advantages and maybe even some of the disadvantages, some of the challenges that women have in business. What's new in the world of women's business ownership today?
Well, you know, first of all, let me back up and say that I always come from a place of abundance. So I'm always about looking at what's right about things and how everything is great. So it's tough for me when women talk all the time about breaking through glass ceilings like mm-hmm. it's a door. And hence, you know, the name of my book, The Woman's Advantage.
Right.
Let's see what's right about being a woman in business. So one of the key things that I see real momentum in is some of these organizations for women and how they really support women. For example, the Women mm-hmm. Presidents Organization mm-hmm. is a group I'm highly involved in. This is a group around the U.S. and Canada of women who own and run multi-million dollar businesses.
Right. Tell
and
us
this
the
group has been growing and growing and growing. And to me, that's an example of what's right about women in business.
Is that Marcia?
That's Marcia Firestone's
yeah.
organization.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
Marcia's
yes,
a
yes.
member of our, Marcia's a member of our Brain Trust. We're really proud of the work she does.
Right, and I'm certainly not surprised that you and Marcia are affiliated, because WPO is just such a wonderful organization and really is making a difference in the lives of thousands of women across the U.S. and Canada.
Also, Terry Neese and the folks over at Women Impacting Public Policy, WIP, they do a great job.
Boy, Terry Neese is just one of my favorite people in the world. It's hard not to like her, isn't it?
It's impossible. It's impossible. I mean, even people who disagree with her like her.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. WIP is doing great things. They really, boy, and I think their membership now is up to over 500,000.
Yeah.
They're doing great things for women and, I believe, for the country as a whole.
One of the things I think is a success of WIP is they're aggregating other organizations and getting them to talk to each other.
Exactly.
And isn't that a great model for all business owners, but especially since we're talking about women business owners? This is something that women do. Guys, I got to admit, I got to be honest with you, women do this. Women tend to aggregate people and use the best them for, you know, for everyone's advantage, the better than guys do.
Well, you know, Jim, that is so true. I've been working exclusively with women business owners for about 6 years, and during that time, I have found that this ability of women to collaborate, to work together, to help each other, rather than the typical competitive mindset of business, is one of the advantages that women have.
Well, the thing that that I've been saying for a long time, Mary, is that in the 21st century, you need to be thinking about whoever it is you see across the street. You need to start thinking of them instead of as a competitor, as someone who might become a partner. And women leap to that conclusion much quicker than men do.
Oh, right. It's all about how can we work together? How could I use what she's doing? How could I piggyback on that? How could I help her to help me? It's all about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's happening a lot there. Some of the other organizations, NABO is a good organization. We know some of the folks over there. And so what do you recommend to women? There are a lot of, you know, Mary, 10, 15 years ago, there were some women's organizations out there, but they weren't as well developed. They weren't up on the radar screen like they are now. Women today starting businesses, women in business today, they have a lot of choices in terms of those organizations. How would you help them select one? Because, as you know, we can't be a member of all of them.
Right. Well, that's certainly true. And it's really important, I believe, to find the organization or organizations that best fit your needs and then really invest your time in those. I see so many people who try to scatter themselves across the top of multiple organizations and never really become involved in that organization. And my mindset has always been, anything I'm involved in or any meeting I go to, I want people who are there to know that I was there. I want them to think, oh, Mary Contando, yes, she's on this committee, or she's heading up this effort, or yes, she spoke at this event. So if I'm spending my time with an organization, I want everybody in that organization to know my name and know what I'm about. And you can't do that if you just play at it like it's a game. You have to really become intensely involved with one or two organizations and be sure that everybody in those organizations knows you.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Mary about possible dangers of only focusing on women's organizations. And then we're going to get into some best practices for women, too. Right after these messages, Mary Contando is our guest. She's the author of the new book, The Woman's Advantage. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Joe Cocker. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And don't forget, coming up in the next segment, after this next break, we've got Mr. John Naisbitt on the show. That's right, the author of Megatrends. Mary, I'm sure you've read Megatrends.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, John's going to be on the show in the next half hour. Looking forward to that. But we have a very important person still with us today. Mary Contando is with us. Mary is the author of The Woman's Advantage. Mary, give us your website. Tell us where the book's available, please.
Okay. My website for the book is womansadvantage.biz. And my website for my consulting and speaking business is womanbusinessowner.com. So womanbusinessowner.com.
And the book is available wherever.
The book is available anywhere you can buy books. And
even in Belize, right?
And even in Alaska, Jim.
Yeah, in Belize, Alaska. She tried to tell me she went to Belize to promote her book, folks, but I wasn't buying that at all. I'm sure she did a couple of times, but that wasn't the main reason she went down there. Mary, should women... You know, don't you think that that women should not plan on being only a member of women's organizations? They should join organizations that have men and women in it as well.
Yes, and let me say two things about that. First of all, Jim, one of the challenges that business people, especially small business people, have is moving out of their comfort zone. Once you do something, it feels comfortable. You think, oh, this is cool. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. And that's what happens sometimes with women in women's organizations. They join those organizations, and they feel very comfortable being just with women. So it's important that they move out of their comfort zone and be a part of other organizations, whether those are chambers or any kind of industry organization that they're involved in. It's really important that they do that for their business. And as an example, I can certainly use myself if you think about it. My total market is women business owners. That's the whole market that I support, that I speak to, that I write for, that I consult with, women who own their own businesses. And I find that it's important to be part of other organizations that aren't just women's organizations, just so I have a better feel, have kind of a pulse on what's happening in the business community in general. That adds value to my customers. So I need to do it for myself, and I need to do it for my customers.
Mary, let's say that you have a meeting with a women's business group this morning. And let's say you're going to a WPO or a NABO or some kind of a meeting, maybe a local women's business development group that you get together with, and it's all women. And then a couple of hours later, you're going to be in a meeting of your industry, and there are men and women in that industry. And let's say that this meeting, this group is largely men. There are several women, but not the majority are women. How do you change? Do you have to change gears to go from the women's meeting to the other meeting?
Wow, that is such a good question, Jim. And my mind is racing as you're saying it. How would it be different? How would it be different? I would say, again, the women's groups are more collaborative, so they work together. I'm always the type of person who I'm about, in my networking, I am all about connecting other people rather than looking what's in it for me. So I'm always looking, oh, here's so-and-so, I need to introduce her to so-and-so, and bringing those people together. And that's my basic networking stance. And I have to say, I think I do that the same with men's groups or mixed groups as with women's groups. I think that the one thing that I do differently when I'm in a mixed group is I have learned that I have to be more assertive. I consider myself a pretty powerful woman in business, and I will tell you, Jim, there are still men who will cut me off in mid-sentence.
But when you say assertive, you just mean standing up for your own territory. You don't mean being in someone's face for no particular reason.
That's right. I mean, not aggressive. I didn't use the word aggressive,
yeah, right.
but assertive.
Standing your ground, say, just, no, wait a minute, sir, let me finish.
Yes, and I deserve to be there as much as anyone else. And
right.
It still startles me in this day and age that there are men, and particularly businessmen out there, who don't get that, who for some reason are still discounting women. And that's got to be hurting their business.
But Mary, one thing I might say is make sure that if you feel that that's what's happened, that you think that it's happening to you because you're a woman. Not maybe he's just trying to treat you like an equal, and he might be doing what he would do to a guy. Make sure that you differentiate those things.
I see what you're saying, and that's an interesting thought, that because women,
because guys are aggressive with guys,
that it seems to me that he's doing that, and maybe he would be that way with men as well as women.
So I'm saying don't go in there with a chip on your shoulder.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah.
I know you don't, Mary, and I just wanted to say though that's just from a give and take on the guy and the lady standpoint. Mary, we got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back another day?
Oh, I would love to. You know that, Jim.
Enjoyed having you here. The Woman's Advantage by Mary Contendo. Check it out when you get a chance. Thanks, Mary, for being here. See you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye. Quick break, right back with John Nesbitt right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.